voted to bring back the death penalty. During the last election, the government promised us a referendum on capital punishment in what has been described as a cynical attempt to poach supporters from UKIP and other right-wing organisations. But has their plan backfired? Last week, the public voted to bring back the death penalty. I'm joined by the ex-Minister of Education, now Minister of Capital Punishment.
Good morning. Hi.
Minister, how did we get here?
Well, it's very simple, John. The British people want a safer, stronger Britain. And they gave us a strong, popular mandate.
A referendum which was won with a 50.9% majority.
This is a strong, popular mandate.
Now, Minister, the pro-death campaign, the so-called Yes campaign, has been accused of creating and capitalising upon people's fears, stoking our anxieties with xenophobic, hateful language.
No. Let me be very clear about this. The Yes campaign was a positive campaign. It was a cheerful campaign. It was a fun campaign. It was a jolly campaign. It was a mainstream campaign. It was upbeat.
You voted no, didn't you, Minister?
I voted no to murder. I voted no, yes, to the execution of ordinary working people by other ordinary working people. If you're just in the pub, John, and you're having a drink and you're sharing your views and someone comes up and kills you with a blunt knife, I voted no to that.
Now, the method of execution is yet to be decided, but a lot of people think they voted for hanging because of the way the Yes campaign of the Sun newspaper in particular have run with front pages saying noose or no.
We will, of course, look at that very seriously. But let's be clear about this. You know, we've not had humane state-sponsored passing since 1966, and now we're going to go back there. We're going to go back to the future, like Michael J. Fox did. You know, he was in a car and off he went, poof.
Minister, where do we go from here?
We're going to get the job done.
How? No one in the civil service wants to join your new department. Isn't it true that we have hugely experienced civil servants quitting every day, sacrificing their pensions rather than working for you? And instead, that you are coercing young, inexperienced civil servants into taking major policy-making roles?
Well, I don't know which member of the metropolitan elite gave you that idea, because we have some of the finest young minds in the civil service who are coming up with a very, very clear plan.
So, good morning, team.
Hello.
It's lovely to finally be in a room with you all. I'm very excited to be heading up this team and get to know you all, because that, for me, is going to be the beating heart of this process, is getting to know all of you, how you tick, how you think. So, I'm Charlotte, as you all know. You would have seen it in the emails.
What emails? Sorry.
The emails I sent round about 3 days ago.
I didn't get that.
Oh.
I just got a letter when I got the job.
Oh, I'm sorry, Liam.
The post.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll look into that.
Yeah, okay. I haven't got any emails.
Okay, well, I'll definitely look into that.
Okay.
So, what I thought we should do is just build the team immediately, go round, each say our names, where we come from, and why we think capital punishment is such a good idea, and as a final fun question, what your last meal would be if you were to be executed.
Ooh. Oh, that's a fun one. Shall I go first? Yeah. Hi, Charlotte. My name's Adam, question one. Two, my favourite thing about capital punishment, for me, it's really just a chance to make a difference and to, do a bit of good. I was previously in the Department of Work and Pensions on the Windsor Fuel Allowance, and we found that because of the cuts, the mortality rate was kind of doing the opposite of being cut and being sort of increased, and I just... It's a couple of sleepless nights and do a bit of soul search. But anyway, so I'm here to make a positive difference. And question three was about the last meal. My last meal, probably maybe just me and a couple of mates cooking round mine.
No, you don't get to do it like that. You're in prison.
Death row.
Well, I'm in prison. As creative as we can.
Okay, cook.
Oh, no, Liam's
cooks.
Got a very
if
good
looking,
point there, Liam. Thank you.
If you're lucky,
you may come to visit me in prison.
No.
No, you eat your last meal.
I think maybe we'll set some basic rules.
Okay.
You've got to be brought... The meal.
The meal.
It's alone.
Can I cook it with friends and then they bring it into another? They bring it into my cell.
I'm gonna say that no is more the answer.
So something. Some maybe they cook it without me, and then so maybe like what I'd have is they'd cook.
It's just the dish. It's just what I've just...
Can I have, like, a celebrity chef making it?
It's just one meal. It's just what meal you'd have.
Okay, well, I've just gone vegan, so I'd get a kind of... What I'd have is maybe, like, a just a curry.
Okay. Thank you, Adam, for starting us off. Who wants to go next?
Sure. Hi, my name's Liam Peniston. I've come from the prison service where I was an administrative officer. As to why I think capital punishment is such a good idea, well, how long have I got?
You've got as long as you need within a minute or 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, rapists, murderers, paedophiles, terrorists, gangsters, traitors, blasphemers, animal fiddlers, horse botherers, bankers, tax evaders, tax avoiders, sharks, swindlers, spivs, squatters, layabouts, shirkers, fake vicars, low-life dogs.
Beep, hesitation.
Sorry?
Do you listen to Just a Minute or...
What's that?
It's a Radio 4.
I don't listen to Radio 4.
So, who...
My meal?
Yes, please.
Shepherd's pie and bread.
Buttered?
Do you want to...
I actually make my own vegan butter, so I managed to...
Do you want to take your turn?
Thank you, Liam. And last but not least...
Well, that's hard to follow, isn't it? I mean, I'm Matilda Stewart. I am a fast streamer. I've got to say, kind of a reluctant transfer. Frankly, I can't believe we're here. I was a really hard campaigner for the no side, so I'm gutted that we're actually having to do this. I can't believe it's going to happen. And... the last meal thing is just, it's too bleak to even contemplate. At
well,
stage.
Go on, have a try.
Tuna bake.
Lovely stuff.
With bread?
No, I'm allergic to bread.
Ah, one of these gluten refusers, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, gluten refusers. Yeah, after several blood tests, Liam.
Sure.
Sorry to hear that, Matilda.
Sad.
Didn't know they did blood tests for being a snowflake, but...
They do.
Apparently they do. Can I just ask what you're doing here if you don't agree with capital punishment?
Well, I didn't really have a choice, but, you know, I didn't have a choice. Well, I obviously could have quit the civil service, but I thought, you know, if I'm not here, someone like you might be doing it. Turns out, thank God I was here, otherwise we might have two of you.
Well, that would have been a good thing, wouldn't we? Get the job done more quickly.
Well, not really, because I don't think that it should be done the way that you sound like you want. What, are you going to hang a fake vicar?
Charlotte, could I just have a private word with you, please?
Of course.
I think Matilda needs to be sacked.
Okay, so Liam's just brought up a slight... concern of his about the variety of voices
about me.
Gelling. It's not about you, Adam.
Well, I've got my own concerns about what are we doing hiring a crazed fanatic?
Okay. All right, this is good.
What are you even doing here?
It's like, if I represent about 1%
if I could wade in, team.
Why are you in the capital punishment department? Like, you ring up for a plumber and they send you a sack of wool.
Yeah, because no one wants to work here, because it's a shit show.
What are you talking about?
Well,
no,
they don't know.
Here.
It's
everybody
an unknown.
Should want
people
to work.
Are afraid
what,
of the target.
Grandkids that you helped kill the first.
So then why
vulnerable
am
criminals?
I not a 7 if nobody else applied? I know why this is, that I've been given the lower rank position. Because I haven't been getting these emails through. I bet someone sent me an email offering me the 7 position.
Why would the emails not have got through, Liam?
Because of my surname.
What's wrong with your surname?
The civil service has a very tight firewall that doesn't allow any rude words.
But Peniston?
Yeah.
That's not rude.
Spell out for us, Liam.
P-E-N-I-S-T-O-N.
A ton of penises.
I see.
Penis.
A ton of penises.
Yeah. How was school?
Hard.
That happened to a guy in the email department, actually.
Oh, yeah?
His name was like... he had the word like nerd in his name, and it just...
He didn't like nerd through.
No.
That's the problem with this thing. Far too strict. I bet half our emails aren't going through.
Name is Simon Nerdcock.
Exactly, and I think that's 100% the reason why you're
I'm
not
in
a 7,
this...
Liam.
So nominally, so, I'm equal to these guys.
I mean, I think, well, if we're thinking of structure, I would say I'm at the top,
and
Adam and Matilda are sort of to the side, so we're sort of triangle.
It's a triangle. So
yeah,
it's you
and then
and
I would say, in your
that.
Position, Liam, you're sort of the if it's a bell, imagine a bell, you're the sort of dinger in the middle that hangs.
The dinger.
Hangs just below.
That's cool. That's the most important part of the bell.
It makes all the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, Charlotte, in a way, you're the kind of hook from which the bell hangs.
Yeah.
Well, you're the hand that rings the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hand that rings the bell.
I'm the hand that rings the bell.
Yeah. Put your hand around
the handle. And the people
of Britain are the hand that rings the bell.
Absolutely.
Well, half the people of Britain, let's not forget that.
Over half.
I think it's less than half, but not everybody voted, actually.
Over half.
Half a hand.
Do you know how democracy works?
Half a hand.
Do you know how democracy works?
I do, actually.
End of debate.
50.9% of a hand.
Yeah. But they've got enough fingers to ring the bell.
And that's enough. And the other guys can just kind of go there. Ooh, good ringing.
Dance along.
No, it's an alarm bell, a horrifying alarm bell.
It's a wedding
that
bell.
Rings in the death of this country.
You need an alarm bell to wake you up to get to your wedding on time.
Yeah, wake up.
Right.
I think that's a really lovely place.
Strong vision,
To wrap up this meeting. It's been great to hear all your thoughts. I'm excited. We're here to get the job done. That's our job. You know, it's happening. And I think we're going to unify together. We want to make sure that we get a policy that protects the human rights of the prisoner right up until the point that they're murdered. So let's go meet the minister.
Yeah, I'm going to take her down the camel estuary as soon as I've got the new spinnaker on. Got a dash. Ciao for now. Hi.
Hello, Minister.
Hi, Minister. Hello.
Good morning, Minister.
So, listen, if I can just get my dick out on the table now and say this as clearly and concisely as possible, the number one issue we're facing is, of course, the violation of human rights. So you are all going to be at the forefront of this. I want you to bang your heads together and come up with the best, most palatable method of execution based on your extensive experience of human rights legislation.
Yes, Minister. We as a team.
Sorry, you are.
I'm Charlotte.
Are you? My goddaughter's called Charlotte. That's a wonderful name.
Oh, lovely.
Minister, if you don't mind me saying, it does.
Sorry,
feel
there
as
are lawyers in the
quite
room.
Quite chaotic.
Well, I assume if we're talking human rights, as a
yeah, I mean, I've read lots of laws.
I read a lot about executions. Mm. I'm really interested in executions.
Human rights experience. I actually used to run a hospital on the game theme hospital every day. Big decisions. Do I close the wing of people that have turned into Elvis? Do I?
Matilda did a law degree.
You're a lawyer.
But in
so
many
we got one lawyer here.
She almost knows too much.
I know enough to know that we're about to start off a very risky and dangerous process if we don't subject it to adequate scrutiny.
Sure.
All
right.
I would say I think I'm the only person in this team who is pro capital punishment,
right.
And therefore I think I'm going to be quite an important rudder and engine for the.
Yeah. Can I take this opportunity to agree with Liam? And if Liam's the rudder, then I'm the crow's nest. Off the boat.
Yes, I rather like that.
I could be the sail.
I think it sounds like I'm going to be the sails. I'm sure, Minister, you're keen to encourage
I think you're going to
productive
be the anchor.
Descent.
I've worked in the prisons and I understand the terrible conditions these people are kept in. And it's just, speaking of human rights, it would be more humane in a lot of cases.
To kill some of the worst murderers in the country.
Absolutely.
I don't know how
well,
many
we needn't stop
we
at murderers, rapists, paedophiles, terrorists,
tax evaders,
paedophiles.
We could hang tax evaders.
Trying.
I don't think tax evaders.
Listing different crimes. This is the kind of brainstorming or word whisking that we're going to be doing a lot.
I'm open to hanging. I'm open to discussing hanging anybody.
Matilda and I are the metropolitan elite here.
Well.
And you are the experts.
The people. The people and the experts who aren't lawyers who know nothing.
The experts who know nothing. So you should. We know you
nothing
need to persuade
is,
us.
We know nothing can hold us back.
The less we know about something, the more confident
Brilliant.
We can
the
be.
The more research we have to
yeah.
do.
Possibly.
The
less
the
we know, the more we know. The
out.
Less we know, yeah. the more we know.
The bit, the more space in our brains to be filled
Absolutely.
With new,
with knowledge
and important information
and due
yes,
process
and gut
so
instincts.
If we think of, I mean. The European Court of Human Rights obviously will no longer
we'll
be
out of the window, and that means the law is ours to make.
But sorry, guys, if I could just jump in here, I feel like we're sort of getting bogged down in the negative aspect of the referendum result, and let's not forget that £350 million a week that we spend on incarceration can now go to the NHS.
Oh, well, I mean, the hospitals. If I can just butt in there now, Dave.
Adam is pronounced Adam.
Adam, it was. A figure quoted by my colleagues. Yes, so one shouldn't rely on those figures.
How much can we give to the NHS? If there was the bus with
well,
that
that's the interesting
and
thing. I mean, how many people? Ask you how many people? Just a matter of interest. Do we need to hang or whatever to make this? To come up with the 300?
Well, I think it's about 100,000 a year to keep somebody in prison. So that's
350 million. How many hangings?
3,500 a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Kill it, 100 a day. So I think.
We're going to look at that. We'll look at that because...
It's quite a lot. It's a lot of money for the NHS.
And I don't know if it's very important to consider what's been said, because I think we need to focus on what's going to be said.
For the future.
£350 million a week or a month. I mean, people will forget that figure quite quickly. I don't think we need to focus on that.
I think Matilda makes an important point.
Charlotte Minister. Charlotte.
This would be a great time to raise some of my preliminary research,
it's going to be a long process.
18 months of preliminary research.
I mean, we don't need to necessarily put a time frame on it.
The people are not going to want to wait 18 months.
Ideally, if I can hang someone, I don't know, by the middle of next year.
Yeah, we haven't decided on hanging. Let's not get away from
shooting or hanging.
Well, we've had this thing of noose or no, haven't we? And this has brought about a disaster, hasn't it? With a, is it Hale and Pace?
Anton Deck.
Yes. This is one of the saddest casualties, I think, of the referendum, is that due to the semantics of or the pronunciation of noose and no, it was a problem for Geordies, the voting. There was a confusion between ant and deck.
And now they're not working together anymore.
Apparently not, yeah, because one voted noose and one voted noo.
I mean, that's an awful, awful... it's a shame for the people.
Yeah. It's a clear national treasure of where the kingdom is.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the United Kingdom we need to no unite. Longer...
But the people need to get behind the people, I think.
Yeah, we want it all to be over as quickly as possible. We want it to be over by Christmas.
That's a wonderful... Wonderful, though. Yes, yeah. Let's get it over by Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah, famously not over by Christmas, though, of course, the First World War, was it?
No, but...
It took ages.
Well, it was a good British...
Now you're sounding like an expert.
The important thing is it's a Dunkirk spirit here. It's everything British.
War,
and if it was on ITV, would it be Hale and Pace?
Well, the thing is...
Anton Deck.
But I like them being there at the execution.
I like that minister.
Okay.
I like that minister.
Be a phone-in element.
We can absolutely work on that minister.
Mm-hmm. Maybe sketch short sketches as well.
Yeah, I do think a happy Geordie face on the face of...
You know, which I think more it should be.
I'm not sure that's humane.
Here we are, leaving Europe, like we did at Dunkirk, in a famous victory, leaving the Human Rights Act, and we're going to have rights for humans.
And we're sailing our own ship into our own waters.
British punishment together. For exactly. British people.
Exactly.
Everyone together.
Rights for humans who obey the law, and the rest of them, I'm afraid, can
right
save money for the NHS.
Oh, thanks for that, everyone. What a brilliant meeting with the minister. I can't tell you how much I love to hear so much passion from all of you. And I think we need to work out how it is that we're going to facilitate this humane passing.
I would say, the way I see it, we've got hard versus soft. Capital punishment, hard being hanging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about hanging as a method of execution. On the other hand, you've got people, e.g. Matilda over here, who is much soft, in fact... Doesn't even believe in capital punishment at all.
It shouldn't happen at all. Yeah.
Okay.
So soft that she's not even solid. Yeah, she's vapor.
Vaporous.
And therefore.
Not vapid, just vapor.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlotte.
So we have hard capital punishment would be hanging, soft being lethal injection. I mean, I feel strongly that we shouldn't take anything off the table.
No.
If anyone's got any. I mean, I'm all for
definitely not
outlandish ideas.
Gas chambers, crucifixion.
I mean, I would
they're
go so far
table,
as to say everything's on the table.
Crucifixion has a bad track record of people coming back from it, so I'd be happy to take that one off.
Just going back to the lethal injection, some people might have, there's a name for it, but needle phobia, but the Greek for that.
It's probably quite hard to get a needle into a snowflake as well, isn't it? They might not get a good purchase point on that.
What are the methods? Guillotine.
Nah, too French.
Actually, talking of French, I remember I went on holiday last winter, skiing, actually, with some of the lads from the DWP. I wish they were here today. And long story short, basically I got lost on day one and kind of, you know, twisted my ankle and I was sort of in these woods. And they do this thing where if I get separated from the group, they'll kind of leave it as long as possible to like text me to be like, hey, mate, we're here, or, you know, like on a night out. It's really, and sometimes, you know, they'll leave it till the next day, or sometimes they won't even mention it. And I'm in this forest and I remember being there thinking, oh, they're going to come and find me now. They can't do skiing without this guy. They never gave me a nickname. And I'm kind of on my back in the forest looking up at the stars and I think, I've never seen stars this bright and I'm here and I could I could die if they don't come. And I just sort of shut my eyes, and I remember the snow feeling just like a blanket around me. And yeah, the next thing I remember was the paramedic snow ranger just kind of kicking me with his ski, and my I stopped breathing for 2 minutes.
So are you suggesting getting lost in the woods on a lad skiing holiday as a method of execution?
I think I just wanted to tell that story, get it off my chest.
It's a weird tale.
It's a painless way to go.
Yeah, do we
want it to be painless?
Yes.
Yeah.
The real people of Britain wanted a deterrent to all the hideous crimes that are riddling our nation at this time. We need to think about the people.
Well, then there probably would need to be some kind of spectacle involved so people could see the, you know, whether it's the hanging or the guillotine or the kind of snow machine, whatever
it is. I'm not sure.
I
mean, I'm trying to get into the mind of someone who voted for it. Do they really want to see it, though? I mean, isn't it just lashing out what they see as the elite?
It's very interesting.
You wouldn't know, because you don't understand the people.
Well, you're saying that 60.9% of the British public.
Okay, I've thought of a very interesting group activity. Ooh. I think a helpful exercise would be to get into the mindset of those who voted for capital punishment. Get into the mindset of an ordinary British person. Adam, would you be happy to head up this exercise?
Oh my God, I'd love to. What do I do?
Okay, well, just imagine how it feels to be the average British person.
I've got a 9-to-5, 4 days a week, down the local fishing, sort of the fishing pool.
Oh okay.
My God.
I go out at night to my local pub called the Dick and Jane's, and Jane's behind the bar. She's pouring pints. My wife is sick as a bug as well. Got a couple of cool mates. My mate Bede he's moved abroad. The vote comes along. I'm thinking this is good for me because, sorry, I've got to mention that I've got a bust house. Just half of it isn't even there. And I've never found out who did it. I just want to find them, string them up. How's that?
Matilda.
Yeah.
Would you like to take the hot seat?
I suppose I'm somebody who is quite impressionable because I've been swayed by the mainstream media. I'm full of fear. I'm afraid of everything. My property, my stuff. I've got CCTV cameras outside my house. Maybe I have a couple of dogs. I hate my neighbours. Mm-hmm. Never talk to them. I feel angry. I hate my wife, definitely. Hate her. Because she doesn't buoy me up enough. Perhaps I'm even, you know, scared of my own capacity for evil, my own capacity maybe for lashing out with anger. And I want to see that society comes together and punishes anyone for letting out what they repress, you know, to give me a stronger incentive to repress my own, you know, hatefulness and racism and misogyny.
Do you have a name?
Andy Watson.
Andy Watson.
But don't put that in the minutes, because actually he's someone on my road.
I just want to say I found Matilda's portrait quite insulting there. To say that the British people don't have any agency or they can't make decisions of their own just because they're maybe not as educated as you.
I didn't say that, because...
Basically, you did. You sent...
Millions of pounds have been spent on convincing them that this is the right thing to do.
They get to make their own choices.
Liam.
OK. Have a go. Hiya. I'm Julie, and I'm a widow. My husband died of cancer. It wasn't a very rare cancer, but the waiting list at the hospital was so long. I live in a small house. My neighbour's black, but I don't mind. I'm all right with everyone. I just work in Greg's and look after my little daughter, Sally. Sally's out tonight. She's at a friend's house. They went playing in school fields. They say it's a bit dangerous out there these days, but I'm sure they'll be all right. I'm just in making some meals for the week, like Jamie Oliver told me to. Oh, sorry. Phone's ringing. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hello? The police? What? Sally? No.
Come on.
What did I do to her? Oh, no. My beautiful angel. Where was the killer from?
You're an idiot.
Wow. Thank you for that, Julie.
That's okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. I think we need to ask Julie a few more questions. We'll give her a quick break.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, think up some methods of execution and then pitch them to her.
Oh, hey. Hey, Matilda, hey. I just... I came out to get some fresh air.
Listen, I'm so glad I've caught you.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell that you're a bit on the fence with this whole execution thing.
Well, on off.
I came into this thinking it was going to take, like, 24 months at least before we start having to ask any of the stuff we've been talking about today. So, look, you and me need to team up, yeah?
Okay.
Find as many ways as we can to just slow the process down. Make it take months and months and months at every stage, you know.
I don't want to piss Liam off.
No, it's fine, he won't even know. Just keep saying due process over and over again. That will delay it by months.
He'll know that I'm, you know, an efficient guy. I get the job done. He'll just smell a rat if I start, like, prevaricating and slowing things down and being inefficient. You know, he'll know me as the quick at getting stuff to be done person.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you can phase it in. Phase in the prevaricate.
Okay,
yeah. So you and I can just suggest stuff that will take 6 to 8 months at a time. Just consult loads of different people, you know, medics, gallows makers, I don't know, people in America who've got off death row, Chandlers. The works.
Like from lookalike tribute artists to the people from France. Because he's a Chandler.
Oh,
Liz.
Oh, no.
What
I mean,
you mean?
Sorry, Chandlers, like rope makers for the noose.
I remember that episode.
Sorry, people that make rope, you call them Chandlers.
Chandlers, yeah. No, exactly.
It's a technical term.
I was just practicing my
Perfect. Oh, that was great.
That really
slowed this conversation down. Great, perfect. That's the sort of thing I mean. So, yeah, just think of some people to consult, for example. We'll start with that.
Okay, Julie, are you feeling any better?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I had a gin.
Oh, a bit of mother's ruin. Well, thank you for your time. I'm going to pitch to you first. I'm going to pitch lethal injection, and this pitch is going to be quick and painless, much like lethal injection.
Oh, sorry, without a joke.
It's quick.
I haven't laughed since.
It's painless.
Sometimes it feels like I'll never smile again.
It's cost-effective, and it's portable. It's clearly the best option.
I just think it's too soft. I don't think it's what Sally would have wanted, you see. She loved ropes, tying knots.
Oh, come on.
Bits of string, tying her shoelaces, all different colours she had. Plaits in her hair. Horses with ribbons.
Sally would have wanted hanging.
Yeah.
Matilda, would you like to pitch your preferred method of execution?
Sorry, are we pitching to Julie or to Sally?
Pitching to Julie and... I know Sally. She was my daughter.
Right. Okay, well, I've gone away and had a bit of a rethink, actually, over the break, and I think hanging is all well and good, but I wonder if it's brutal enough. I mean, I think that you're right, Julie. It should be a really strong deterrent. Okay, so I was thinking, British? What's more British than three lions? Three lions on your shirt. So what if
my husband used to sing that before he died.
Exactly. I thought you'd like that. So I'm thinking the murderer, the rapist, or the fake vicar or whatever, we put them in an arena, three lions tear them apart.
Ooh, quite like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's quite
it would have to technically be classified as a circus, the execution, but I think that's appropriate, obviously.
Sally loves circus.
Right.
Perfect, great. Second one is cannon, a Union Jack cannon off Dover Cliff.
Oh, fire the pedo out of it. Yeah.
Fire the pedo out, yeah.
Are they still alive when they go in the cannon?
Yeah, very much.
Matilda,
so,
can I just troubleshoot this? How does it work if they land in Europe?
Yeah, you don't want them going over there touching on French kiddies.
Great. The last one I've got is National Treasure David Beckham kicks the head in.
Are you mocking me?
No.
Are you mocking me?
Not at all.
A widow. My daughter's dead. And you're laughing at me.
Are you serious?
Adam.
Well, I thought if we are testing out a new service, let's check it out with some previous service users.
Where are you going with this, Adam?
Seance. If you gather around this desk, around this board of letters, some of you, if you flip it this way, we'll see that it's actually a Ouija board. Mm. All gather around the Ouija board.
Sorry, Adam. I was just thinking. Oh, I was just wondering if maybe we could talk to Sally with the Ouija board. Just because.
Well, Sally isn't real, so it's going to be hard to reach Sally on account she's a fictional.
Matilda, I think
you don't understand. You don't believe in real people. You're saying we're fictional.
People. Hang on.
I mean, I'm all for hearing all the voices.
Sorry, can we stop? I let you say human passing.
Can
we start calling Julie as if she's a real person?
Julie, can you Sally.
I can't.
Kelly.
I just cannot.
Who's Kelly? Speaking to.
Who's Kelly?
Kelly's my sister.
Right,
her kid got killed by a pedo as well.
We want to talk to those who are underrepresented, the undead in the graves. They don't often get a voice, do they?
No.
And we want to be the department that gives people voices. I want to hear from the undead.
We do need the aura in the room to be welcoming to the spirit.
Absolutely.
So it's simple rules. The phone's off. I did it. Okay. Or airplane mode.
One second.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to just get the aura nice and welcoming for the spirits. Mm. No more dark energies in the room. And is that you just relaxing?
I'm just breathing for the spirits.
If we just have a deep breath in.
Welcome, Spirit Sally.
And then we just all let it out with a nice, simple
Okay, guys, it's 5 o'clock. We're going to have to clock off. I've got a mask-making class in Allgate East, but this has been great. What a wonderful team-building exercise. So I've sent the email already, actually, at lunchtime, saying it's going to be lethal injection. So the minister's...
What?
Well,
it's emailed the minister already saying it's lethal injection.
What about all the research we've got to...
No,
what about the whole day's conversation that we've spent 18 months doing the groundwork? We were supposed to agree.
Charlotte, we've spent 18 months of research and different processes and learning what's the best...
Listen, Matilda, we don't need to worry. We've got, I mean, in the US, it's 13 years between the court ruling and the actual execution. 13 years. None of us are going to still be here.
Really?
I'm going to be long gone in another job. Liam's probably going to be dead.
Why am I going to be dead?
So the shepherd's buying bread?
That's a healthy meal.
All that
meal.
Bread you eat.
What's wrong with that? Really bad. That is potatoes, meat, bread.
Would you have kept your phone on the whole...
Listen, Adam, I'm sorry, but I'm actually grade 6, so I need to keep my phone on at all times except for at 5 o'clock when I turn it off because it's my free
time. Hang
guys,
have you seen this? Wait, shut up. Hang on a second. It looks like the minister's doing an interview right now.
Now?
Yeah, he's on air. Quick, turn it on.
I didn't know.
We have some of the finest young minds in the civil service who are coming up with a very, very clear plan.
The Sun have been pushing for hanging. Now, are you going to give in to that rhetoric?
Are you going to reintroduce a method of capital punishment which has been proven to be grossly inhumane? I don't believe that hanging is proven to be inhumane.
So you're pro-hanging? Minister, are you looking at your phone for any particular reason?
We will give the people what they want.
So you are confirming that we will be hanging people?
We've listened to the people, and we will...
I did send an email.
We will go with what they want, which is hanging.
Hanging? Surely that is a divisive, inflammatory decision. This country is practically at war with itself.
It'll all be over by Christmas.
Christmas?
You can't take that literally. It's
but
not
you
possible.
Didn't specify
it's not
what
possible.
Christmas.
It's not that much of an idiot.
Say which
when
Christmas.
I say Christmas, I mean
assumed
the
this
Christmas,
Christmas
period.
I wish I hadn't talked about Christmas.
Let me,
God,
I
hate Christmas.
We're going to hang someone at Christmas.
On Christmas Day?
After the Queen's speech.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Or on television.
Do you think we can say this is a joke?
I think this might be an official announcement. I think this might count as an official announcement. Christ. No, I mean, it's fine.
Maybe he might realise in a
second
that he's not going to...
Well, we can retract it
tomorrow,
surely. We can retract it.
We don't want to do this. We want to be strong. We want to be strong and stable. We say what we mean and we mean what we say.
I'm going to be sick.
Burn down Parliament if we retract this.
That's the credo of the civil service.
That's set now. That's policy now.
I don't understand why my email didn't get through.
Check your sent folder.
Well,
it's weird.
Oh, it bounced. I don't understand why it bounced back.
Well, I think I do.
Oh, Peniston. I mean,
firewall.
I didn't include your name in the email.
What did you put?
What did you put in the email?
Quince Wheatley.
Well, what did you put in the email? What else
Quince?
Is in the email?
Does that mean...
Well, look, I mean...
You mean
I,
a vagina? In the email, that's you? Quim.
Well, look, I mean, I don't understand. Well, look,
what does it say? Read it out.
It says...
The subject heading is...
Yeah.
Hard versus soft.
Yeah.
Which is basically a penis enlargement.
Sorry?
Basically a penis enlargement email.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hard execution versus soft execution. We talked about that.
Yeah, or hard
maximum,
penis versus
maximum
soft.
Maximum service user satisfaction.
Well, why have you written
Charlotte,
that?
What's
fuck
wrong
sake.
With that?
100% service user satisfaction.
Yeah, the
Charlotte.
Service users this... are going to be fine with it. We want to make sure that...
If I'm just putting myself in the position of a fairly
firewall.
Strict spam filter, I'm
right.
looking at this
yeah.
and I'm going, it's another penis enlargement.
Did you have to describe the injection as a little
day?
Prick? That's
a little
that
prick, yeah, the lethal injection. I didn't want it to be overt in case it got intercepted.
Hard on the victim.
I
you
see,
put hard on, like, hard
see,
on. Why
I
did
see.
You do that?
The thing is, I had my work hat on and I don't think about sexy things during work hours. I see it now because it's 5:05.
Oh, that's right then.
Can I just say an apology on behalf of the civil service
not at all.
To you?
No, you don't need to.
Sorry, are you celebrating?
We've got some clarity at last.
I think we have to organise a hanging by Christmas.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be a challenging brief. How do we execute it?
Oh, my God, if you make that pun one more time.
Come on. That's a good day's work for... Sorry. It's a good day's work for me and you. I know for a pint.
Yeah.
Have a pint.
Okay.
Well, Matilda, would you like to?
I'm actually going to go vomit in some toilets.
Judge, please, Mr. Judge. Send me to the lecture.
Capital starred Adam Drake, Charlotte Ritchie, Liam Williams, and Matilda Winnick. It was devised by the cast, David Isaacs, Ben Rouse, and Freddie Seiborn. It guest starred Harry Enfield and Jon Snow. Capital was edited by Freddie Seiborn.